Now,
at the school of Our Lady, we learn that we shouldn't lose peace of the heart. And through the blessings, this is the best way. Now, there is another secret. Want to hear? But you'll keep it and put it into practice, will you? Oh, there are less yeses. Will you put it into practice? It's a beautiful secret. Praise God. So this is the secret. Bless God with gratitude for every little happening, little thing that happens to you in your day, in your daily life, whether pleasant or unpleasant, whether expected or unexpected, because each thing that happens to you in your life is the Lord's greatest proof of love for the moment and the greatest gift of love that He has found for you now. I am not saying bless Him as if each event were a gift from Him. No, I'm not saying that. Bless Him because each thing that comes to you comes from His hand. And it is from Him the thing that He has found. Now, today, to express in the greatest way His love for you. This, my dear brothers and sisters, is the secret of constant happiness. And the peace you'll get day by day from that attitude of heart. No one will be ever, ever able to take it from you. And this was the attitude of Mary herself. Whatever was happening to her, she would bless the Lord. I'm not telling that everything is inspired by the Lord. When Judas betrayed Jesus, when Pilate washed his hand and decided the death of Jesus, this was not inspired by the Spirit of the Lord, but the Lord used it for a greater good. And that was used for the greatest act of salvation. Evil won't prevail for those who constantly bless. This is the secret. And this is the way we will always cooperate with what is offered to us. We will forget about our plans because our blessing will attract within us the wisdom of the Holy Spirit and the beauty that God continually gives in your life will be there and will be in the joy of that beauty, as I already puts it in this beautiful message. In that way, you can witness in joy the beauty that God continually gives in your life. I remember that Our Lady wanted to teach me about the blessing in Medjugorje. You know, she's giving her own blessing there, motherly blessing, special blessing, blessing of peace, whatever you call it. But I understood that we had to bless others too, and also with her blessing. So I started blessing everyone, and especially those who seem to be in trouble. And she wanted to give me a sign. I was in the church, St. James. It was packed. I was standing up in the main alley of the church, and it was during the homily. And during this homily, though it was so packed, a man came up from behind me and made his way forward. And when he was just near me, I looked at him and I saw how poor he was, how poor in his garments, in his face, in his outlook. You know, everything about him was poor. And his eyes, we could see poverty and innocence also. So that broke my heart. And as he was making his way forward, as he was about 2-3 meters ahead of me in the crowd, I gave him the blessing of Our Lady from my heart silently. And as I was finishing to bless him with all of my heart, he turned his head backward and he seemed to look for someone. And the crowd was so big that, you know, he was looking for someone. He couldn't find that person. And then he saw me. And when he saw me, he had an incredible smile. And he said to me, "Oh, God bless you, sister." And Mary, when somebody is very wounded, I forgot to tell you before that the crack, you know, I was talking about, Mary is the one to take over. So even if there is a terrible situation, even if my mother, if my father were bad, and as parents, because they were also wounded in their own ways, you know, even if that I carry that crack in my heart, that wound, that bleeding wound, Mary, that's what she said to the priest, she's taking over, and she has a preference for these children who might end up in jail because they're impossible to live. They're constantly frustrated, constantly restless, you know. So she's taking over, and she says that these are those who welcome her the most because they are aware of how much they need her, and she's able to be fully herself as a mother for those ones. And these, she said, you know, the normal, if ever anybody is normal, the normal people connected with her, with Mary, the Marian people who honor Mary, she says, they are the pearls of my crown. But these ones, so wounded, rejected, they are the diamonds of my crown. And we should welcome them. So whatever happens, let us bless. And you know, when you bless for a situation that you don't like, it's very powerful. When you bless because your wife has been nasty to you today, Lord, I bless you for this situation. I take this in as a great gift of love from your hand. Because, Lord, from there you will work miracles. And I thank you, Lord, for the gift you are giving me. Do not be afraid of evil. The devil today wants to make himself interesting, to get interest. He wants us to focus on him, but he's enraged because he's losing more and more. Our Lady said, each time I come, I extend the reign of my heart on your hearts, and Satan loses a little more of his power each time I come. And she comes every day. So every day he's losing. And if we think of catastrophes, that's wrong. Our job is not to think of catastrophes. Our job is not to focus on evil. Our job is not to imagine the future, because anyway, we cannot. It belongs to God alone.